Ein levarech al tefillin de rabbenutam. We never make a bracha on tefillin shel rabbenutam. Afilu im lovsho levado. Even if this is the only tefillin you have. Why? According to Pshat, because we said halacha clearly is like Rashi. So we always make bracha on tefillin shel Rashi. But here, Kabbalistically, Tam Shum, the Madrigatrin, the Brutam Govam Shirashi, Alderach HaSod. According to Sod, the level of Tefillin Shir Brutam is higher. The Yadua Kirabenu Arizal, Natan Tam Shuray Varachar Rosh. Said the same reason that Arizal says we do not make a Bracham on Tefillin Shir Rosh. Just kill a haniach tefillin and yad, and that's it. Because he says, "Tefillin be kochenu lahamshich haor hanishpam madrega shulam ezek lot tefillin shel rosh." Again, al pi rabbalam, Arizal says, "Tefillin shel rosh, the level is higher than tefillin shel yad." So he says, "We don't have the power, right, to bring the orot." And he says the kol sheken the rabbeinu tam. So okay, either way, we do not make bracha on tefillin shel rabbeinu tam according to pshat, because halacha is like Rashi. According to Kabbalah, because we don't have the power. So rabbeinu Arizal. בתחילה היה מנהגו ללבוש בשחרית של רשי ושל רבנותם, ובמנחה של רבנותם לבדו. אריזל used to originally, in the morning, like us, he would put רשי and רבנותם, and then by מנחה, he would put תפילין של רבנותם לבדו. And then later on, ואחר כך, at the later stage, עשה תפילין The Rashi, Kisvarat Shimusha Rabba. Later on, he switched. So originally, the Rabbeinu Tam on Mincha, he would put Tfilin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. Later, he made Tfilin Shel Shimusha Rabba. What is Shimusha Rabba? Shimusha Rabba is Tfilin of Rashi. In other words, the order like Rashi, except it's much bigger. Physically, it's ba'ayim al etzba'ayim. V'haya lovesh b'shachayit shel Rashi b'Rabbeinu Tam, u'b'mincha haya lovesh shel Shimush HaRabba hanizkar. And he would say, tefillin zeh de Shimush HaRabba ole b'marom shnei hasvarot hanizkarot. Arizal says, Shimush HaRabba, it's like both svarot, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And that's why The shiur is etzba'ayim. Two etzba'ot. I don't understand anything. That's what he says. B'shara kavanot yoyan sham. So he says, Mash katav ole b'mogom shna asvarot letzorech zman tefilat ha-mincha. For mincha, he says, Arizal says, tefillin shel Shimush HaRabba would pass for Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Right, so not in the morning. אבל לא צריך תפילת שחרית, ואם כן, הערב שור גם שחרית. ואשרי, זה בנשחה, אשרי הזוכה ונזהר לתפילת מנחה בשימוש הרבה. ואתרת ראשי, אדוני אבי, היה נזהר בזה בחודש אלול. So בנשחה says his father, only on אלול, עשרת ותשובה, he would daven מנחה בשימוש הרבה. And he says, הנוהגים להתפלל במלחה בתפילין, לא אנחנו במלחה בערב שבת. Okay, fine. So, רב עובדיה says, on this, ראי תפילין דרשי כסבורת שימוש רבה והיה מליחם בברכה. In other words, obviously, when Arizal would put שימוש רבה by מנחה, he would say ברכה. Because why? Because it's רשי. As we said, תפילין שימוש רבה, is Rashi, and the bracha is on Rashi. So lema'aseh, nowadays, right, so Rav Ovadia says, she minhag pashut dura meromot, she'en menichim tefillin b'mincha, that you know, the minhag is we do not put tefillin b'mincha, lo shel Rabbeinu Tam, lo shel Moshe Rabbam. V'harotze lehaniach tefillin shel Moshe Rabbam b'mincha. Rav Avadia Paskin, if a person wants to put tefillin shel Rabbeinu, shel Moshe Rabbam, right by mincha, he says he should not put it betzibur. Betzibur should not put it. Why? Because it's like, you know, you see, Rabbi Yishchai says his father used to do that. B'magom she'en af echad mahatzibur miyach tefillin b'mincha. If he's the only person, he shouldn't do it. If it's the minyan of Rubalim in Yerushalayim that they all put, she could also put. So sheish lachush bezel liyohara, because it's like, you know, it's being a baal gaava that I'm in this madriga and that you could put shimush haraba b'mincha. Ach adam hamefursam b'chasidut amitid nutar laniach rabbi mincha. If a person is really everybody knows he's one of the leading mekubalim, he could. Even if the tzibur don't, v'kol shemenicham beno leben atzmo, and if a person on his own privately does it, it's not a problem. Anybody could, right? And again, if anybody wants to do like what the Arizal says, privately, right, to get tefillin shel shimush haraba, and privately to put it, not in public, tavol habracha. And as we said, he would make a bracha la'aniach tefillin as well, because it's Rashi, huh? Chishod? No, I mean, you should do the mincha betzibur without tefillin shel shimush haraba. Then if he wants to privately to put it, probably just put it and, I don't know. Huh? Kabbalah has mincha with a fayda nadar. Probably the whole thing is to daven mincha. So probably Rav Avadia is saying, should daven mincha b'yichidut. Unless there is an Indian just to put it without davening mincha with it. It's time of mincha and just maybe say Kriyat Shema. I really don't know. That's what Rav Avadia says. Fine. Rav Avadia says it's only a person that is if Rav Hillel puts it, yes, he says in there. He says because it's yuhara. If a person puts it, he says I'm gadol ador. That's why he says if a person wants to put it privately, he could, but not in public unless he's one of the gadol ador. Okay, ata echad v'shimcha echad v'kamcha Yisrael. How come on tefillah of mincha of Shabbat we say all of a sudden Hashem is one? Reb Chaim Friedlander Zatzal, he says in his sefer, he says b'chol yom yimei shavua, a person during the week is very very busy with all kinds of nonsense, but when it comes Shabbat, it's a time to come to be meyached, to think about the world. Right, so he says, right, we see also in Mitzrayim, שכאשר עם ישראל באו לפני פרעה לבקש שישלחם, אמר כנראה שיש להם זמן לחשוב על עצמם, תכבד העבודה, right, פרעה, he says, oh, they're becoming philosophers, he made the עבודה more that they should not have time to meditate, right, so we see Shabbat, it's time for meditation. Shabbat, there's also mitzvah of learning extra. Shabbatot were given for to learn more. So therefore, it is Shabbat, the time of meditation. And through that meditation, a person comes to realize, Kin dunya sahab dare, there is Borei Olam. And that's why Rav Friedlander says that, you know, it's on Shabbat, Mincha b'sei ata echad, v'shimcha echad, Rabbi Chanan, yom ben Arash, yom ben Ratzav.